Blog Talk Radio.
Focused Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you refocus when life gets in the way. Each week on Get Focused Radio, I'm going to try and bring you guests that have overcome some challenges or guests who inspire you, and guests will just share tools and techniques to help you create a more fulfilled and happy life. So connect with me after the show at AskKateHennessy@GetFocusedRadio.com. We have a very special show for you planned today. Our guests today are Beth Hamilton and Connie Rossiter, who together form the duet Beckon. Now, every week you hear, and we're thrilled to have, one of their original songs, Beautiful Life, as our theme song, and you get to hear a small version of it at the beginning and end of each show. Composers Beth Hamilton and Connie Rossiter have been called inspirational, with a kind of magic and wonder that almost shimmers in the air when these two beautiful voices mix together. Of course, Beckon is more than just two great performers. These two women are young and are quickly facing the challenges of career, home, and juggling it all. So we're going to talk to both Beth and Connie about all of that, and then, for the first time on Get Focused Radio, we're going to end the show with a showcase of their music that you can just sit back for half an hour and enjoy. So welcome, Connie and Beth. I know we have some firsts today. You're calling in on a little cell phone, so we're going to try and make the best of it. How are you?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having us.
I'm going to have the girls yell through this whole performance, but that's okay. We're thrilled to have you. And, you know, we're doing all kinds of firsts today with having you come on, and our Skype didn't work for us, but that's okay. At the end of the show, we're going to have, you know, for the first time, a showcase of some of the most beautiful music I have ever heard. So I'm really excited, and thank you for making the effort. I know you girls had to get together to get today early, so it's wonderful.
It's our pleasure, Kate.
Right. Now, I'm going to give a little bit of background because I have never met either of you, but I have a friend. Now, who's Auntie Dawn? Is it Beth or Connie's aunt?
Oh, that would be my Aunt Dawn. That's Beth's Aunt Dawn.
Beth's Aunt Dawn. Okay. 17 years ago, I lost touch with a great friend of mine named your Aunt Dawn, and we were great friends years and years ago. And we retouched by the amazing media, Facebook. We found each other again, and we started to chitty-chat. She knew I had this radio show, and I was looking for some music. And she sent me a video, and I played it, and it was Beautiful Life with the two of you, and I just fell in love with it. And you were gracious enough to say, you know what, you can use that music. So we have to thank Auntie Dawn, actually. We'll send a big thank you to Auntie Dawn for getting us together.
That's just so sweet, and it just shows the power of social media. You just never know where your music and stories will find other people.
Absolutely, and you know, your music touches people. Tell us a little bit, how did Beckon, the band, how did you get started?
Well, Beth and I actually met in Orangeville, Ontario. We were both living there at the time, and I have an 8-year-old son, mm-hmm. and I took Gabe to one of Beth's kinder music classes, and we just became good friends after that and realized that we shared a lot of the a lot of common interests in terms of music, and we didn't actually play any music together for a few years. We just got to know each other, and it was about 4 years ago we decided to start playing together. Ended up jamming on my front lawn and in my living room, and Beckon came together.
Yeah, yeah. You probably had no idea how well your voices melded together.
That's right. Well, we both lived up in the country at the time, and we were both jobless at the time. So we made this leap of faith and moved up to the Owen Sound area in Ontario. Yeah. And without jobs and getting to know each other better, we were singing every single day. And, in that that time together, our voices started blending, and we got to know each other's musical sounds, and through that time, we started writing songs together as well.
Yeah. Now, how did that happen? Did you both have a writing background? I mean, you know, your voices all of a sudden meld together, and now the two of you are absolutely able to compose songs together, too. Was that something that you've both done before?
Well, Beth's actually trained as a music therapist. And, of course, her mom was her first piano teacher. I guess I should be letting you tell this part. But I grew up in a house where my mom played the piano as well. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a lot of formal training, but always loved it. When I was 5 years old, my parents gave me a little microphone that I could plug into the family stereo and use as karaoke. So anyway, we ended up just loving the same kind of music.
Yeah. Do you both play the piano?
We do. We do. We both play piano and guitar, and in our music, we're always trading off between guitar and piano, lead vocals and harmonies. And the songs that we're writing together, they always start with one of us. The music or some of the words will come to one of us and will shape that song, and then we workshop those songs together. And it takes a lot of trust to bring that baby song that you to the other person and be open to feedback and ways to develop that song. And certainly that's a gift that Connie and I share together, having that trust. And openness.
How long does it take approximately to get one song written and started to get the music to it together? Or is it always different?
I think it's different from song to song, actually. Some of the songs, we've been fortunate. We've had a few that have come almost as gifts. They just appear one day, almost out of thin air, and are fully developed in a really short period of time. And others can take months, really, by the time the music and lyrics are formed and we get everything to fit together the way we want it to. So I think it's different absolutely every single time.
Yeah. Who came up with the name Beckon? I love it. B-E-C-K-O-N, just so everyone knows.
Well, there's actually kind of a funny story behind our name. We were playing sort of campfire guitar one night and had some friends over, and one of my friend's husbands said, "Well, you girls, you're going to get out there and play. You have to come up with a name for yourselves. What are you going to call your duo?" And we didn't really have anything in mind at the time. And he said, I got it. We'll take your names and combine them,
yeah.
And you can be Connie and Beth will be Connette.
Connette?
Connette was the original idea.
Oh,
but,
no. No.
We
no.
thought... God, unless we're doing heavy metal, it just didn't seem to fit. So, but we really like the idea of combining our names. So, kind of reversed it and became Beckon. And it was really significant for us because we always felt like the music was beckoning to us. It was always calling.
Yeah. Before. Now, Connie, what did you do prior to this really taking off? You neither one of you were working, so was this kind of a passion inside that you knew at some point in your life this was going to happen?
Well, I wasn't sure it was going to happen, but it was certainly always a passion. I was working full-time prior to moving up to Owen Sound, and I ended up getting a job very close to my home so that during my 1 hour lunch break, I could drive home like mad, play the piano for 20 minutes, have my lunch, and then drive back to work. And I realized I was finding every spare second in the day I could get my hands on to try and do some music because I loved it. So as Beth said, taking that leap of faith, we both ended up leaving our jobs and moving up to Owen Sound and not having that full-time job for a short period of time was exactly what we needed to be, and really the jumping off point for us to get started.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the leap of faith that you have to take, right? You really can't put your heart and soul into getting a music career going if you are trying to focus on another career, you know, just to keep bread on the table.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think both both Connie and I, we're just putting one foot in front of the other and doing the best job that we can, because you only get that one chance to make a great first impression. And so we're surrounding ourselves with an amazing family that supports us and friends who sometimes can dream a little bigger than we allow ourselves to. I think we're both a bit more on the cautious side, and it's scary to dream, really put it out there and dream really big. And so we just make sure we do a really good job every time. And the team of people, from our producer, Rick Hutt, to our photographer and our graphic designer, Connie's brother's doing our merchandise for us at Brand Boulevard. Just wonderful people who believe in our project and give 110%.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So obviously you've got that great family support. So you're trying to juggle all of this, but at least you have that. That's huge.
Oh, it is huge. I mean, sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you just can't see top from bottom. And it can get a little scary, too. And so to have that family there who support you and validate what you're doing and are that positive reflection back on the work that we're doing, that means everything. And from childcare for Connie's little guy to emotional support to, oh, my mom's the biggest supporter. She gets, we should hire her as our promoter. She gets the whole community supporting us. So we feel very blessed.
That's wonderful. Now, okay, girls, tell me about your new CD. You've got the first full-length album, and you received something called Factor Funding. I've never heard of it. What is that?
Well, Factor is actually the foundation for assisting Canadian talent on record.
Okay.
And it's an agency that provides funding to musicians of all levels within Canada. It's quite a grueling application process,
I can
to be
imagine.
Honest. Yeah, it's very competitive. So we were absolutely thrilled when we found out that we had received the Factor album funding. And really, it allowed us to do the kind of project that we always wanted to do. In fact, probably bigger and better than we had dreamed could be possible. So having that funding behind us was absolutely essential and a key point in the success of the album. And then as well, we actually received the Factor marketing funding as well, which was just a great bonus, which then allowed us to get out and start touring the album and do the promotional work we needed to do, the marketing behind it.
That's wonderful. Now, you did mention briefly, and I know that he is a very well-known producer of the album. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Oh, so Rick Hutt has a studio in Kitchener, Cedar Tree Recording Studios. He's a Juno-nominated producer. He has just been a rock for us, and we met him a couple of years ago, And, you know, he was just so honest. I remember at that time we sang him a few of our songs, and he said, you know, girls, you've really got something here, but you need to keep writing. I know there's a hit in there that you just haven't written yet. And so he arranged for us to meet with other writers, and we were so pleased to meet up with Carrie DeMare, with whom we wrote about half of the album. We wrote with our friend Carrie. And that pushed us to write in a different way, in a collaborative way, and really shaped a lot of the songs that we've done. And then, of course, Rick, he shone a light further down the path, having been in the industry for over 40 years. He was able to show us what the next steps would be. And as you can imagine, learning a new industry, it's like a learning wall.
Isn't it fortunate that you, like you say, you know, I think things happen for a reason. I personally believe things happen for a reason. And the fact that you were able to meet someone, because let's face it, Auntie Dawn and your mom and everybody think you're amazing. It doesn't matter what you sing, what you write, what, you know, you're just amazing to your family. And that's great. You are. But to have that constructive almost criticism, you know, that type of thing, that's how you really hone your craft. And you do have to kind of take those 1-2 punches by someone like Rick Hutt, who probably won't hold anything back because his name's on the line too.
That's such a good point. And I think, you know, along the way, we've always just seen it as a learning opportunity. So Connie and I have, we're open to each other's feedback, and we're always seeking feedback. For example, we were traveling to the National Songwriters Association monthly meetings. We were traveling 2 hours down to Brampton and snow and ice so that we could meet with other songwriters where we would workshop our songs and receive feedback. But you're so right. It's important to have people who are going to tell you the truth in your life and who can both validate you and just help steer you on the right path. And Rick's been more than a producer for us. He's been a real mentor and just invaluable in where we've come so far.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and I have heard of Rick, and I do know he has an amazing reputation, so you are truly fortunate to have him as a mentor. You know, I've totally fell in love with Beautiful Life, and I kept calling it It's a Beautiful Life, but I fell in love with that song, and I, when you listen to the words of it, it's just so almost haunting. Tell me what that's all about, that particular song.
Well, that song came at a time when we were really looking for some up-tempo, inspiring music for the album, and that little riff was born on my piano, and I think the words for the song came pretty quickly for us. My son loves books. I read to him every night, and there was one book in particular that talked about the birth of a child and how the whole world would welcome this child with open arms. And I thought, you know, hands to hold you, hearts who know you. It just kind of came out of thin air, and we built the song around that lyric first and then found the chorus, It's a Beautiful Life. We were thinking sort of about little snapshots and vignettes of all of life's beautiful moments and just trying to capture that in a sort of an inspirational, uplifting way.
There's a music video for Beautiful Life. And before I ask you how it came together, how can we go and have a look at it?
Oh, if you go to our website, beckonofficial.com, you'll find links there to our music on iTunes and a link to the video on YouTube and to Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, awesome. And now, who came up with the idea, the concept behind the video? Because it's beautiful.
Thank you. It was definitely a collaborative effort. We connected with, you know, it's so funny how the people you meet in your life, how it all comes full circle. So a friend of mine from a number of years ago, Sean Cisterna, you know, he's active in the production world. He's recently released a movie called Moon Point that's very successful. We connected with him about this video and the opportunity to have a professional Toronto crew come up to our little Owen Sound and shoot a lovely video for us. The song is piano-based. So we knew we really wanted to focus on the piano. We wanted Connie to be in a beautiful outfit. And actually, there's a funny story about Connie's outfit that she can share with you. Here's Connie.
Okay.
Well, as Beth said, we kind of had an idea of what we wanted the video to look like and try and incorporate, you know, all things beautiful. And we went looking for wardrobe, and although we had great teams behind us, a lot of it was definitely a do-it-yourself situation. So
yeah,
we were searching for these dresses, and I couldn't find one that I liked. So a good friend of ours from Owen Sound, who's just talented in every way possible, she sews and paints and sculpts. And anyway, she said, well, Connie, I can help you. I can maybe make your dress. So I wanted sort of an old-fashioned kind of a look with a, you know, almost like a corset top.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find a corset anywhere. She said, well, go find a corset, and I'll make the bottom part of your dress. So I said, I didn't know where one would go to actually find a corset. And she said, well, you know, you could always go to a little place called the Stag Shop. And we don't have one of those up in our little town of Owen Sound. So
nothing like that in Owen Sound. I'm so surprised.
I know. So Beth and I had a very fun Friday night after one day in the studio. We popped over, we found a stag shot near the studio in Kitchener, and we went in, and they had, sure enough, a whole wall full of these corsets, and of course, you know, red leather, black leather, any kind you could want. And so I spent a great deal of time trying on all these different corsets. We had a young girl helping me in and out of these things, and in between, Beth was telling her what we needed it for, that we were shooting a music video, and so
was saying, sure you are.
That's right. Well, in fact, I finally picked one out. We went up to pay for it, and it's a Friday night in the stag shop. It's busy. There's tons of people. And the girl who's ringing us through, she goes, well, I am just so excited for you girls shooting a video. This is great. you can't really respond to that in a, you know, well, it's not that kind of video.
You never know, girls. You should take some of those CDs, say, this is the video that was shot. You don't know. It might go over big in the old stag shop.
That's a great idea.
<You don't know. laughs> Something different. They don't have anything like that there.
Love it.
Listen, I know you girls are partway through your what you're calling your 40 Stop Beautiful Life tour. So where have you been so far, and where are you going?
Well, we were thrilled to play Hughes Room in Toronto. We were able to have the full band that joined us that performed on the album. So we had Mark Mariosh on drums. He plays with Sarah Sleen and Danny Michelle. We had Mark McIntyre on bass, and we had Dean Juilliard on guitar. And they joined us for a full band show. So it was a lot of new opportunities for us. It was our first time playing with a full band. We usually perform as a duo because that's the most economical way to perform. Am I right, Connie? So it was a very special night. Hughes Room holds such wonderful performances there. What a delight to play where many other, you know, musicians that we admire have played before. We played Peak to Shore Music Festival in Collingwood. We had a nice house concert up here in Owen Sound. House concerts are really taking off across the country, and that's a nice intimate way to meet with musicians and hear music in living rooms across the country.
It's very fun.
We took a little break in August. It wasn't a planned break, but I guess it probably was a planned break. I think we really needed this break, so that was a good thing. And then the fall is going to be very busy, playing 10 different gigs in September, including a show at the new St. Francis Theater in Ajax, which is my hometown. That will also be a full band show, and that's on Saturday, September 22nd.
September 22nd. Okay, St. Francis and Ajax, because I know that I'm certainly going to be there. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, we're delighted to have you there, and we welcome everyone to come.
Now,
information on our website.
Now, as a busy mom myself, I have six children, so they range from 30 to 13, and you know, between running a newspaper and a radio show, and our show is now going on to an AM station in the States in about a month, so we're excited about that, and hopefully we're going to have you girls over there. But I know that, you know, it can be difficult with the younger ones juggling and whatnot. Connie, how's your son handling all of this?
Well, he's really come a long way. He's 8 years old now, and when he was younger, he would say things like, "Mommy, don't play the piano."
Oh. Okay.
Mommy, please don't sing. Please don't play the piano, Mommy. But very, very encouraging for me. But as he's gotten older, he's really embraced it, and I think now it's cool now. You know, he likes to come to see to see Beck and play, and he's really interested in music as well. So he's started to write his own songs at the piano, and
he may join the band
one day.
Hey, if now who is it? It's if Van Halen's son Wolfgang can join, your little guy can join you.
That's right. That's right.
So tell us where, now tell us once again, where can fans purchase your music and find out more about two of my favorite people, Connie Rossiter and Beth Hamilton? Give us that website again.
Oh, it's www.beckonofficial.com. You'll find links to iTunes and YouTube. You can also, if you're like Connie and I and still like the tangible CD, you can also order a hard copy of the CD from the website as well.
Okay, awesome. Girls, thank you so much for being on. We learned a lot more about you, and I'm really excited for all of the obviously, your career is just on the upswing, and I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to be hearing a lot about Beckon.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you all soon, and I'm going to, in just a few minutes, we're going to listen to some of the amazing tunes of Beckon. Please join us next week on Get Focused Radio with my guest, Toronto singer-songwriter Meredith Shaw. You won't want to miss this Power Hour. She's going to discuss her music and her vision for young women everywhere. She's already a well-known personality at Toronto radio station Boom 97.3. She's a gorgeous Benberry plus-size model, and she's going to share her passion about empowering young women with her latest venture, Girls Who Believe Tour and Contest. So join us next week for that. In the next little while, I want you all to just sit back and relax and listen to some of the most beautiful music that I have listened to in a long time. I'm going to start it with The Rest of Beautiful Life, and then we'll go on to as many tunes as I can possibly get in. My wonderful guests, Beckon. We've had so much fun with them. Beautiful girls. And thanks so much, everyone, for listening, tuning in. Make sure you come out and see Beckon in Ajax, September 22nd. It's going to be amazing.
dust off. I'm gonna chase the sun down to the sea.
Maybe I should have seen
flashing amber lights. In the space between what's said and left unspoken, broken pieces of you and I. Maybe I should have known the difference between what's black and white and shades of gray. Every time I thought I'd compromise, but just parts of me I gave away. I thought that maybe these dreams would save me, but dreams are just dreams, and I'm done. Bring down the curtain.